Jeff O'Brien joins us, attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, there's a lot of different pieces to this story, and I want to start out by reading to people what Governor Tim Walz said. Now, there's no information or not enough information to make a conclusion, but Governor Walz said, "I am closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. Gwen and I are praying for Dante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement." Can you get more incendiary or inflammatory than that? It's, in his mind, sounds like guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, we currently have a different standard in this state when it comes to law enforcement. That everybody else is innocent until proven guilty. They're guilty until proven innocent. You know, the governor, the first part of his tweet was okay. It's that last line that just is unnecessary and just inflames the situation. There's a lot to be just investigated and determined as to what happened yesterday. I mean, first of all, yes, it's a tragedy when anybody dies, especially at the hands of, in this situation, at the hands of law enforcement. But we need to investigate what the circumstances were. There's legal precedents. It sounds like he was fleeing police. There's a Supreme Court case, Tennessee versus Garner, that governs what situations the police can use deadly force on a fleeing suspect. There's got this body cam footage. There's a lot of different things at play. And to borrow a line from the old movie Office Space, the governor just rolled out his jump to conclusions, Matt, and just started playing.
Well, and see, the thing about this, you wonder what goes through the cop's mind, too, because of what's happening just a few miles away. You've got the Derek Chauvin case being tried. It's back at it again today. I mean, for any cop to shoot or use deadly force, you would think they'd have to be thinking things through very quickly before they do that, because you know what it's going to lead to. And it led to this last night. There was unrest. There was rioting. There were tear gas and rubber bullets were shot at protesters in Brooklyn Center, and there was a great deal of looting. I saw photos of looting in Walmart. There were other businesses. Now, are you comfortable telling listeners what you told me before we started?
Yeah, so I had a client that reached out to me this morning. They immigrated from Africa to start a business here, and I get to spend the day helping them file their insurance claim because their business was looted last night. And the question to me was, why does this happen? And I have no answers for them. You know, it's just pure opportunism. It's one thing to have. I saw some photos of people keeping vigil near the spot where Dante Wright was killed. That's one thing. It's even another thing to protest outside the police department, but to be running around at Shingle Creek Crossing and other businesses and looting the Foot Locker and the GameStop and liquor stores, that's not peaceful protest. And it's not constructive, and it's not helpful, and you know it's unfortunate that this is happening.
Well, to me, it has nothing to do with Dante Wright dying. It's just an excuse for people to loot and to basically get things for nothing. That's the part of this one that I never made sense of during the George Floyd rioting and unrest, and I don't understand this now. There's no reason, as you said, a vigil is and protesting is fine, but to take it to this level and to be, you know, take it to the level where you're pelting the police and you're pelting their, getting on top of their police cars and jumping on them and damaging and doing damage to the car, there's no reason for it. I hope that they're able to get some kind of a statement out about or show this body cam footage very quickly. And if the cops were wrong, then they will face the consequences. But if they, you know, we need to see what's on the body cam for authorities and for people to get an idea of exactly what happened. Because right now, the only thing we know is what Dante Wright's mom said. That was he had a air freshener dangling. That's why he was pulled over, she claimed. And she also said that, he called her for looking for the insurance card. And the next time she heard from, well, she didn't hear from him. She called, the girlfriend answered and said that he was shot dead. So we need to have those pieces filled in, and that could be exactly how it happened. And if it is, then maybe these cops have a lot to answer for.
Perhaps. She also pleaded for peace and calm. Apparently all the looters and rioters last night missed that part of her statement. But You know, and the unfortunate thing too, Bob, is when statements come out like the governor's, you know, this is, you want to know why there's increase in crime in Minneapolis and in the surrounding area. The cops, if I'm a cop, why would I put myself in a situation of where Derek Chauvin is now, or where these cops are going to be put on trial for the death? I think that they're just going to decide, well, why bother? I'm not going to deal with it. It's not worth putting my career on the line or my life on the line to deal with this. And that's unfortunate.
Well, it is unfortunate because I saw a story just over the weekend. It's very difficult to get recruits that want to be involved in policing because of everything that's gone on. And I would say there's, not knowing anything, to me, there's little doubt in this state of there not being a criminal trial involving the officer who shot Dante Wright, because there is a lust to go after these people, these cops, and hold them accountable, whether, and I'm not in any way suggesting Chauvin should not be held accountable. He was wrong, and he should be serving some sort of a sentence for what he did. You don't keep your knee on the neck of someone after you could tell their body is lifeless. That he needs to pay a price for that. He was absolutely wrong. We don't know how wrong the cop was, and it's unfortunate anytime there's a shooting, but we don't know all of the circumstances, and we don't have all the facts. And that's really what needs to come out, because this is not going to just be a one-night rioting issue. As more people hear about this, it's going to get worse. Tonight could be far worse than it was last night and in
Well,
yesterday.
I'm concerned, Bob, about the effect that this is going to have on the Chauvin trial, which is ongoing. If you have jurors that are afraid for their own safety because the mob is demanding a certain result, and we can talk about what he may be convicted of. I still say, based on the legal standards and what's been presented, they've got him on second degree manslaughter, which, if that's what they come away with, the mob is going to be upset because it wasn't a murder charge, right? Manslaughter only carries, that charge only carries 10 years of a $20,000 fine. So this mob justice mentality has got to go, and shame on our elected officials for not shutting it down instead of encouraging it.
You're absolutely right, because there's going to be people, unless he were put away for have a life sentence, or I'm sure there's people that wish he would get the death penalty or be executed right in the courtroom when the verdict comes down. They're not going to be satisfied with whatever the verdict is. Jeff, you know what? Let's take a quick break, because I mentioned all this sports stuff going on, and we never got to it, because this is a big, big story, and it's going to get bigger. Because now we will start seeing even more. Like I said, I fear for how many more protesters and how much more rioting and problems there could be in Brooklyn Center after this shooting of Dante Wright. So we will, the BS Show, take a quick break, and we'll be right back to try to lighten things up.